In Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
I'm Sherry Preston. Madison, Wisconsin, still mourning the loss of a student and a teacher at Abundant Life Christian School after a 15-year-old girl opened fire on her classmates, killing one and a teacher before turning the gun on herself. Investigators trying to find out more about the now-deceased suspected killer. The drone mystery over the Northeast continuing with 5,000 tips now reported to the FBI, says ABC's Whit Johnson.
Federal sources tell ABC News they're deploying infrared cameras and drone detection technology to ensure drones flying over New Jersey and New York aren't a threat. Local leaders briefed by the White House. The government is looking at social media, videos, and photos to determine what these sightings could be.
A top Russian general killed by a bomb hidden in a scooter outside his Moscow apartment building. Ukraine has claimed responsibility. A judge in New York has refused to toss President-elect Trump's hush money conviction case on the issue of presidential immunity. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Act 10 ruling is raising the stakes for the state Supreme Court election in the spring. The controversial 13-year-old law strictly limited public sector bargaining rights in Wisconsin. Last week, a Dane County judge struck down a big portion of the law, but Republicans have already filed an appeal. Michael Childers is a labor education professor at UW-Madison. He says the law also brought the state back more than 50 years, as Wisconsin was a pioneer in the fight for workers' legal rights.
It was the first state in the nation that allowed formally for public sector bargaining and then became the first to basically greatly curtail bargaining rights for all but police and fire in the state.
He says Act 10 changed the ability of public sector workers in Wisconsin to have influence over their workplace. Wisconsin experienced the largest decline of union membership in the U.S. over the past decade. The case is almost certainly headed to the state Supreme Court. If Act 10 is struck down by Wisconsin's high court, it could open the door for a resurgence of union engagement across the state. The court currently has a liberal majority, so the public workers who filed the lawsuit hope justices act before the election. A report from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction found that students in the state are struggling in standardized testing, specifically in math. The report found that less than half of public school students scored as proficient in math during the 2023-24 school year, and school choice programs students had a math proficiency rate of about 28%. Education officials cited the COVID-19 pandemic as one of the major reasons for the declining test scores, forcing students to learn virtually to prevent the spread of the virus. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers rest up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers players getting an extra day off. Their next game is on Monday Night Football from Lambeau Field against the struggling New Orleans Saints. The Wisconsin Badgers announced that they're welcoming a new quarterback, Danny O'Neill, who started as a true freshman this year for San Diego State. College hoops. After losing three straight last week, the Wisconsin Badgers have dropped out of the AP Top 25. They had been ranked as high as 11th in the nation. They beat Butler over the weekend. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think we were getting better during that stretch, and I think obviously when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup. Odds makers have Oklahoma City as 5-point favorites. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers, what the tournament means for the team.
You don't get to get this experience during a regular season. Yeah. This will help us. This will help Oklahoma and Atlanta, Houston. Everybody that was here is going to help us later.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. Our high right around 35 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow possible. Around an inch of accumulation. Our low 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 29 with more snow on the way late Wednesday night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Terry Barr from Civic Media. She is the genie of just about everything will be joining us. We'll talk to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County about their latest adoption event. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Earl. How are you?
Well, yeah, I've been better, man. I'm finding out that I have cataracts. You ever hear those things?
I've heard of them, I think, in your eyes.
Yes. And so I'm going to have them, you know, kind of have that taken care of pretty soon. I'm wondering why when I look over here at the monitor and I try to read something, I'm having troubles kind of blurry. But that's part of the aging process. And so, you know, I'm glad that I know that that's what it is. And I used to think when I heard people talk about cataracts, well, that's the old people. Hey, Calvin. you know, I was thinking about this the other day. Man, I'm considered an elderly person. I'm not buying that, man.
Yeah, well, you're young in spirit.
Man, I'm not, you know, I'm not buying that I'm an elderly person, man. I just, you know, whatever that means. But I certainly don't feel it, and I'm excited. You know, man, listen, got a lot to talk about today. Of course, we're going to talk a little bit about the horrible, you know, a school shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. Man, there's an awful lot of angles that I want to talk about with that horrible incident. The second hour, we're going to be talking about Elton John. And Elton John thinks that one of the worst things we've ever done in this nation was legalizing marijuana. And I had never gave it a second thought, Calvin. You know, I had never given it a second thought that that was an issue. Of course, I'm a reform marijuana smoker. But I never, I mean, I remember celebrating the fact that marijuana was legal. But after reading what Elton John had to say, man, it made me see things from a different perspective. So we're going to spend some real time as people celebrate and people who are upset with the state of Wisconsin for holding the line on legalization of marijuana. We're going to talk about that at length in hour two. And also in hour two, we're going to talk about the politrickster of the day. But I want to begin, man, with this horrible shooting, Calvin, at Madison, you know, in Madison at the Abundant Life Christian School, and a 15-year-old young lady. I spent 12 years in the largest school district in the state, Milwaukee Public Schools, volunteering my time. And I got to know young people, Calvin. I really got to know them and their idiosyncrasies. And one of the things that I knew, that I got to know that was really important for me was on Mondays, or on Fridays. So students would go home on Fridays, and everything was fine. But Monday they'd come to school, and fights and everything else would jump off. You know what happened, Calvin, between Friday and Monday?
They were home for the weekend.
And on what?
The video games and the internet.
Social media. Social media. Now, I don't know. I wasn't there with this young lady and what she did, you know, and what set her off. But, man, I'm telling you and this audience that social media with young people is a scourge. And so, you know, we come to school on Monday, and all hell would break loose. Well, somebody said something about somebody else on social media. It got out, it moved around, and when school started on Monday, it was always, you know, it took us the entire day to settle young people down because of things that were said on social media. Now, they, you know, they're eventually, I guess, there's a manifesto. So they're going to find out, I guess, the reason that this 15-year-old did what she did. But Calvin, I guarantee you, social media is going to have played a role in it. So young people get to saying things about others on social media. It gets around, and then there are other people who pour gasoline on the fire. You know, I'll tell you, man, we didn't have school shootings in my time. And we were baby boomers. So there were so many children in the pipe system, in the school system, when we were baby boomers because of just the literal numbers of us. But there were no school shootings. Yes, there were guns around. Parents had guns. But there weren't any school shootings. So something happened. 855-752-4842. Something happens. Now, America is the number one place that all of these shootings take place. So do you ever wonder why? Nowhere else in the world does this happen. Why does it happen in the United States almost exclusively? We only make up 4% of the global population, yet the majority of all of the school shootings take place in our nation. You ever wonder why? You ever ask yourself why? And if you don't ask the question, then I don't know why we don't ask the question. There is a correlation between the school shootings in our country and the fact that we have more weapons than we do people in this country. I'm not going to say nobody wants to talk about it, but I got some statistics that we're going to be going through this morning that should make you want to stop and pause and say, oh, wow. Some real statistics that should be alarming to all of us. Let's go to the phone lines and Jack from Racine. Good morning to you, Jack. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. Earl, when I heard you introduce the topic today, my first thought is, oh, my, we have to think about this again. We've heard just about everything there is about it, but I'm glad you're bringing it up. It has to be brought up. I'm a hunter, gun owner all my life, but I don't keep guns for protection, and I've known police officers who were very glad to hang up their guns when they got done because they didn't want to shoot anybody. So that's a real issue. So there are a lot of real issues about this and the need to control our guns better than we do with different means. But what you're saying, I agree about the social media, but, you know, the kids are just copying their parents. And since the shock jocks, the Jerry Springers, now we even got a president who will say anything he wants to say, regardless of how much it hurts somebody or how bad it is about them, right in public on the news at any time. But, you know, it's a trend in our society that you can say whatever you want about anybody, and it's okay. And unfortunately, the kids are doing it. I agree that this is a cause of deaths from kids going after each other, as well as fighting and things of this nature with you. You don't have any answers. Pretty hard to regulate all these things.
Well, so, Jack, let me say to you, this clearly is a monumental issue in our nation. Again, we lead the entire world in school shootings, and we only make up 4% of the population, global population. So there clearly is a problem in our nation. And I'm going to bring up some statistics in this first segment of the show that will point out where the problems lie and why these are things that can be fixed. Number one, I said this yesterday. I don't own any guns. I've never owned one. I've only had a gun in my hand once, and that was when I went through citizens training for the FBI. And I'm 70 years old. I'm not opposed to people hunting, any of those things. As a matter of fact, I got some statistics on what percentage of people in this nation hunt. But what I am saying is the sheer number of guns that exist in our nation is part of the problem. And I'm also going to talk a little bit about the minority of gun owners that seem to be able to control the majority of the American people. Maybe you weren't aware of it, but only 4 in 10 U.S. adults live in a household with guns. 4 in 10, including 32% who say they personally own a gun. That's all. And this is according to VCU Homeland Security expert William Pelfrey Jr. And this is in June 17th, 2022. 4 in 10 live in homes where guns are present. We're going to talk even more about that and why this is so important to you and where you fall in this. 855-752-4842. It's the Earl Ingram Show. And 855-752-4842.
News from the center, WRCE.
Quiet down, here she comes.
Surprise! Your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving. They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, Do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This time of year, I'd like to remember the gifts of cheer to put under the tree. Sharing the things that make a December. Here is my list for you, just from me. All I want for Christmas are friends that sparkle and snow that's light on the ground.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, talking about the horrible incident that occurred yesterday in Madison at Abundant Life Christian School. And, you know, I wanted to, you know, give some statistics to kind of point out why we are in the condition we are in this nation. And why it almost appears as if it can't be fixed. This can be fixed. And, you know, here's I was talking about before we went on break. 4 in 10 U.S. adults live in a household with guns, including 32% who say they personally own the gun. Calvin, are you surprised that the number is that small? Didn't you think that there were much more than 4 in 10 households that have guns in this city, in this country?
Well, I'm actually not too surprised. I know I can't say I know too many people. Well, I guess that sounds about right. I think about half the people I know probably have guns.
Really? According to parties, 45% of Republicans and independents say they own a gun, compared to 20% of Democrats. Man, that's an amazing stat. 45% of Republicans and independents say they own guns, only 20% of Democrats. 45% of men compared to 25% of women. That's not a surprise. Here's another one. 47% of rural people own guns, compared to 30% of suburban people and 20% in urban areas. 38% of whites, 24% of blacks, 20% of Hispanics, and 10% of Asian Americans own guns. Here's what that says to me. Why is it that in a majority country where the majority rules, why can't we get guns and the things that are associated with guns, since a small percentage, less than 50% of the American people own guns, why is it that they can control the narrative? The majority of us don't own guns. Why can't we, those of us who don't own guns, use our leverage in being the majority to force changes in what we know is happening with these gun laws? Now, we do know that gun lobbyists and lobbyists really are control things. But still, they're the minority. They're not the majority. So why can't we bring about the change necessary by being a majority? Why should we remain, why should we be held hostage to a minority of people who own guns? Let's go to Jim from Brookfield. Good morning to you, Jim. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I say you ask a very good question. Why we as a majority of non-gun owners cannot control the narrative is because we don't have the money behind that, you know, from the NRA and the gun lobby that threatens the politicians. Hey, you vote for these gun laws, otherwise you're out of office. We as a majority have to make it abundantly clear, even though we may not have the financial backing of something like the NRA behind them, that if you vote for these loose gun laws or make it, you know, easy to have gun in every corner or something, we're going to vote you out of office. And we need to organize and to make that clear to these politicians, because right now the narrative is controlled by exactly what you're saying, Earl. Earl is the minority because they have the support, the financial backing, and the known record. They get out and vote if it's any politician passes an anti-gun law or anything that's common sense gun control. We're going to organize and we're going to come out in mass and vote you out of office. We got to flip that. That needs to be flipped.
You know, Jim, my thing is I'm not opposed to anybody owning guns. They have a right to. Tony says people don't necessarily want to own a gun, but they don't want to be told that they can't. Well, I don't think anybody's telling anybody that they can't own a gun. What we are saying is those of us who don't own guns should not be held hostage by the minority group of people who own guns. And so we are watching the carnage that continues to pile up in this country from all of the people who are being killed by these guns. And it can't be, well, you know, you're interfering with my right to own a weapon. None of us are saying that. What we are saying is there's so many different things that should be addressed. For instance, I know guys who own 50 weapons and 10,000 rounds of ammunition. How does that make any sense? How should that even be allowed to happen? You know, I'm a guy who has no criminal record. So, you know, the way the laws are situated, I can become a gun dealer. And I can pass the background, and I can start selling guns. I can have them brought to my home, you know, by the very people who drop off Amazon and other people, because I have no criminal record. And so I can go out and kind of, you know, help make sure that all these guns move around. As I make money, I'm not concerned about the average American citizen. My only focus is money. I don't care about the carnage. And those are things that we should be able to control in this nation. Guys, hang on. 855-752-4842. I'm going to give you some more statistics that are really mind-boggling and mind-blowing to why we can fix this. We have to have the will to do it. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. May I, baby, tell me, can I?
You know I want a little girl. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
for WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Residents in the Mauston School District will again see a referendum on the February ballot. The Mauston School District Board of Education held a special meeting December 4th, where it was voted to place an operational referendum question on the ballot in the spring primary election. This proposed referendum follows two previous attempts in 2024. The April 2nd referendum received 38.2% support, and the November 5th referendum received 49.4%, but did not pass. Both measures aim to provide funding to maintain essential district operations. The proposed referendum this spring seeks voter approval to exceed the state-imposed revenue limit by $1.75 million annually for the next 4 years. Without additional funding, the district projects, it will be unable to operate beyond the 2026-27 school year. More than $1.5 million in cuts have already been implemented for the 2024-25 school year, and an additional $2.2 million in reductions are planned for 2025-26. If a solution is not found, the district could be dissolved by the end of the 2026-27 school year, with students redistributed to neighboring districts. If approved, the referendum would allow the district to avoid further cuts to staffing and student programs. The district would also prioritize preserving small class sizes, a full range of academic programming, and its experienced staff. The estimated property tax impact of an approved referendum would be 35 cents per every $1,000 of assessed property value. The owner of a home assessed at $100,000, for example, would see a property tax impact of $35 per year. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lisa Kudrow is not a fan of AI and let Tom Hanks know about it. Kudrow appeared on the Armchair Expert podcast and referenced Hanks' recent film, Here, in which AI helped depict Hanks and co-star Robin Wright over the course of several decades. Kudrow criticized Hanks and director Robert Zemeckis, saying it could affect the need for actors and that it was an endorsement for AI, adding that it might not ruin everything, but you will basically just be licensing actors' images and not letting them actually act. There is a new teaser trailer for White Lotus Season 3. The third installment of the show will be set in Thailand. Mike White returns as the show's creator and will also direct the season as he did the previous two. Season 3 stars Carrie Coons, Leslie Bibb, Parker Posey, and Walton Goggins. Season 2 won the Emmy for Best Drama Series. Season 3 drops February 16th on HBO. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. Our high right around 35 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow possible. Around an inch of accumulation. Our low 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 29 with more snow on the way late Wednesday night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome nationally syndicated Tribune Media columnist and comedian Greg Schwemm and marketing director of the Marinette Community Rec Center, Sean Katzbach, joins the show to talk about the STEAM concert.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Snowman.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We're talking about, another horrific shooting in Madison. A school, a Christian school, Abundant Life Christian School, where a 15-year-old girl got a hold to a weapon and was able to shoot and kill a teacher and another student and wounded a couple others, life-threatening injuries, and then took her own life. And I'm saying that during my time in school as a young boy, we didn't have any of those. There were no school shootings. Didn't exist. Didn't happen. And yes, there were guns around. So something is happening. I keep hearing people say, mental illness is pervasive in young people. And I would push back and say, okay, if mental illness is pervasive in young people today, why? Are you telling me that young people today are facing much more stresses than we did in our lives? And so when you talk about mental illness, the society is messed up. That's no question whatsoever that we live in a society that is clearly messed up. Because when people think that they have to settle their disagreements with guns, and guns become the order of the day, and that's what happens in this country. But again, where we're missing the boat in this is only 4 out of 10 are the ones who own guns. And my take is they shouldn't be able to force what they do and what they believe in on the rest of us. 72% of gun owners say it's for protection. 72%. 32% say it's for hunting. 30% say for sports shooting. Party affiliation. 61% of Republicans who don't own a gun say they could see themselves owning a gun in the future, compared to 40% of Democrats. 61% of Americans say it's too easy to legally obtain a gun in this country. 61%. So why can't we get that fixed? If the majority of the American people say it's too easy to own a gun in this country, why can't we fix that? 6 in 10 Americans want stricter gun laws. Why can't we get that fixed? That's clearly the majority. Let's go to Jim from Eden. Good morning to you, Jim. You say what?
Yeah, good morning, Earl. The last 4 years, the number of gun owners have really increased, especially women.
Well, no question, but they're still the minority. Overwhelmingly,
it has increased recently, but the question is why? Why are they taking these courses, women? They've gotten scared recently, and it is because we look back to why. It was in the first place, the Second Amendment, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed upon. Well, it was because they saw a tyrannical government could control a population.
Hey, Jim, let me say this to you. The majority of the American people don't agree with you because they don't own guns. Okay? So you can say that. And that's what Republicans and other people who own guns want to bring up. But you're well in the minority, my friend. The majority of the people don't agree with that.
I know, but it's still the same Constitution that we've always had that says you can have as many guns as you would like.
And so, this is the issue. Why should you be
able to have as many guns as you want and 10,000 rounds of ammunition. Why does that make sense?
Because you only got two hands, so you can only shoot two of the thousands of guns you got. So what difference does it make how many guns you got?
Hey, Calvin, you want to respond to Jim? I want you to ask Jim a question or...
Well, I'm not sure that I totally have much to say. I think if you really dove into the spirit of the Second Amendment and looked at its actual language and looked at some of the Federalist Papers that were written in support of, everyone always leaves out the in order to form a well-regulated militia part of the Second Amendment. And I certainly don't see any part of it that is well-regulated.
Hey, Jim, does it make sense? You made a statement that you only got two hands, that you only have two hands. And so, you know, and so what sense does that make then for a person to own 10?
They do to show other people their wonderful collection of guns. You know, what would be wrong with that? You know,
well, here's what's wrong with it, man. In our nation, there are more people being slaughtered by guns, and we only make up 4% of the population than the rest of the world combined, man. You don't see that as a problem?
You know, guns don't kill people.
Oh, people kill people. Right. People with guns kill people, Jim.
They decide to kill somebody, and they use a gun.
If they didn't have the easy accessibility to guns, Jim, they wouldn't do it. And I can tell you, since the majority said, if you look at a place like Canada, where guns aren't so easily accessible, people are being killed because they don't have accessibility to those guns.
How about China? Same thing. They don't have, guns are not allowed.
Okay, so they're not killing people like we're killing people, man. That's the issue.
Because they can't, because the government doesn't let them.
So does it make sense? Jim, does it make sense? So it's okay. So, you know, you just said, so the government doesn't let them. No, the government doesn't let people kill people. It doesn't make any sense. Your argument makes no sense. What do you want? You want more opportunities for people to kill people in this country, right? You think that's okay?
The government that wants to control us and take over us and limit freedom, that's what we want.
You want so freedom to kill innocent people in this country, right? A young girl just had access to a gun, freedom to walk into a school and kill innocent children and adults. That's what you call freedom?
We don't know what was going on.
We know she had access to the gun, man. That we do know.
Right.
Thank you for the call, man. Thank you for the call. Hey, Brendan, what's going on, man?
Oh, my God. I don't even know where to begin with a moron like this.
Hey, Brendan, he's not alone, right?
First of all, he talks about freedom, okay, and he talks about tyrannical government. Well, buckle up, Buttercup, because a tyrannical government's coming in. And so let's see if all these MAGA people who are threatening civil war, once they wake up out of the ether and figure out they're going to pay more for everything while he's giving his billion-dollar buddies. But as far as the topic of guns, those politicians up there, we don't run the government anymore. They run us. Due to money and bad money in government. And that's why guns are as pervasive as they are. So guess what, politicians? You don't live in a bubble. You have community homes. You have to fly home to see your family. And when you start really aggravating the American public, and guess what? The guy that killed the guy in New York City, they didn't count his gun.
No.
He printed his gun.
That's correct.
Okay, so those guns aren't being counted. And all the illegal gun sales that go on, we have no idea who owns guns and who doesn't in this country. So let's all wake up, okay? Because guess what? Washington, D.C., your problem is going to come home to roost. All the money you took from the gun lobbies and making it so easy for people to get guns and in states like Texas and other places where you get gunned with a free tank of gas. Hey, listen, enjoy the problem that you've created. I don't own a gun. I don't need a gun. If somebody comes in my house, I mean, you know, I'm going to have to defend myself and my family, but I'm not going to own a gun.
Well, again, Brendan, 60% of the American people don't. But that's the part of it that I think is lost in all of this. The majority of the American people don't own guns. Why are we held hostage then? Why can't we get things to work the way the majority of the American people want it? We're watching, we're terrified because we don't know who's walking around with guns. Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. Susan, you're up next. Good morning to you.
This is another good issue that people have to really think about and for the future. But I have an answer for your question. How to control these guns? Well, if you want to have guns, and that is your amendment right to have that, that's fine. But you are going to be responsible for that gun. If that gun is used in any type of criminal activity, and I don't care if it is used to shoot somebody or not, if it's used to hold up somebody, whatever, once that gun has been, owner has been identified as the owner of that gun, they will spend 10 years in jail. That's it. There's nothing to say. I don't care how many kids you have. I don't care what, where you go to church. I don't care about anything. You are responsible for that gun. You should keep that gun locked up. You should know where that gun is at all times. And if you don't, you have to pay the consequences. I don't even care if that person was not involved in the criminal activity. You are the owner of that gun. You must take responsibility for that gun.
You know, Susan,
and that's the way it should
be. You worked in law enforcement. I keep telling people, I know many police officers who do not like the fact that so many people are walking around with concealed carry. And I hear people, you know, well, the police are, no, the police are not happy that the citizenry is armed and walking around on the street because they don't know who you are. And so police officers are terrified because they don't know who's armed and who's not armed. There was a time when they didn't have to worry about that. But now every stop, they're tense. I've got police officers that are friends. They don't know who has what. You know, we can address these things. Are we willing to do it? And I began a whole conversation about this, again, horrible, you know, situation in Abundant Life Christian School. How many different times do we have to continue to see this happen before we all, those of us who are not gun owners, bring the necessary pressure on our government to force them to do the right thing? 855-752-4842. I don't care about the gun lobby. They shouldn't be more valuable than the American citizens. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
From the center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Following up our report on states which have passed a Voting Rights Act comes an authorization to collect signatures for the Ohio Voters Bill of Rights, protecting voters from suppression tactics and implementing reforms like automatic voter registration. The state of Ohio tried to reject it. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost twice objected to the title of the measure, tactically delaying the measure beginning in early 2024 so it couldn't make the November ballot. October 30th, the Ohio Supreme Court ruled that the AG did not have the authority to reject it on the basis of its title.
Then in mid-November, the Ohio Ballot Board, headed by Secretary of State Frank LaRose, approved the measure to collect signatures. If passed, the constitutional measure, similar to Michigan's 2022 initiative, would enshrine Ohio voters' right to vote early in person, by mail, or on Election Day, and to do so without intimidation or harassment. It allows voter registration online, at the DMV, and on Election Day. It gives municipalities flexibility to expand polling locations and use drop boxes, and directs that state government and the courts should defer to supporting voters' rights. Given the state's derailment of November's citizen-led redistricting commission, expect more state-sponsored shenanigans before voters weigh in. We have the full text of the Ohio Voters' Bill of Rights at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen, and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. Then I am dreaming.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Again, we're talking about the horrible, you know, incident that occurred in Madison at Abundant Life Christian School. I still maintain, until the last breath, this can be avoided. These things can be avoided. If we have those of us who are in the majority, who, if you ask, 66 in 10 Americans want stricter gun laws. 6 in 10 Americans want stricter gun laws. Then why can't we get that done? The majority of the American people. I thought this is a nation where the majority ruled. Oh, well, it is, Earl, except for when it comes to guns. How stupid is that? That's absolutely just stupid. Let's go to Eric. Oh, last thing before I go to Eric. I don't know. And if I did own a gun, for heaven's sakes, my 15-year-old child would not have access to it under any circumstances. I don't know about you, but there's no way I would allow a 15-year-old to have access to a killing stick. I don't know, you know, how people who own guns, and I hear people say, well, you know, in my house, I own guns. My kids grew up around guns, so guns are just left around. That's nonsensical to me, man. You know, kids 15 years old can't comprehend all the things that can happen at that young age if they have access to those firearms. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Eric. You say what?
I don't believe that. Hello?
Yeah. Go ahead, Eric.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. I don't believe that the gun laws in this country will change unless we dump, you know, white supremacy as a doctrine. I just don't believe. I think that in the end is part of, I hate to sound like a broken record, but it's the confidence of being armed that a lot of people, they're almost like brown shirts in a sense, in psychologically, where if the beep hits the fan, they're armed. And that's always been a fear in my communities. People have always thought, and don't think it's a Republican Democratic thing, it's a white thing. And so I think that's a part of it. And I don't have that, but I've known people that have kind of walked that line. So it's I don't believe they'll change. And if it does change, I believe that's a sign that we're evolving, I'll say.
Well,
and I've always kind of said, you know, as far as, you know, being armed at your home and things like that, self-defense, you know, you can have a revolver, you can have a single shot rifle, you can have a shotgun. Those are kind of weapons that I'd be accepting as far as need. All the semi-automatic stuff is all either for play or for obviously hunting human beings. And the insurance thing has been a great point for, you know, as long as I could remember hearing about it, is insurance for weapons. Why not? We do it with cars.
Well, you know, Eric, you heard Jim from Eden. He clearly was saying, you know, his thing is overthrowing the government. There are many people who have a lot of those weapons for that reason. In their sick minds, they somehow believe they're going to, you know, tyrannical and overthrow the government. They don't understand, man. That's a fairy tale. That's an illusion. You know, the government has drones, man. They're talking about drones. I don't care how many weapons you have and how much ammunition you have. You and your minions are not going to overthrow this government, man. But there are people who in their minds think that this is going to happen and we're going to go at it.
I believe, Earl, that that's the same group of people that said the reason they voted the way they did was because of the economy. I believe it's just a false flag. I don't think that's the reason at all. That's just their cover story. They know that they can't beat tanks. It's just a fear of a black insurrection. Again, you know, it's been around for 100 years. That's been, you know, look at what happened when President Obama was elected. You know, the militias rose up, the ammunition rose up, the firearm sales rose up. It's all our own deluded minds, but that's where it's coming from in my mind. Like I said, they will not be changed unless we're getting rid of our white supremacist doctrine.
Hey, Eric, man, thank you very much. You know, always, man, really appreciate the call. You know, up next on the Earl Ingram Show, why Elton John calls the legalization of marijuana one of the greatest mistakes of all times. I got to tell you, I hadn't given it much thought. But, man, after listening to and reading this article by Elton John, it made me stop and pause because I was one of those who was saying Wisconsin is making a big mistake by not legalizing marijuana. All the states around us have. But after this article and after the conversation we have with Elton John about this article from Elton John, we'll see. 855-752-4842. I'm interested in your thoughts.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen in the guest host chair. And if I make it back in time, I'll join you live as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A neighbor across the street describing seeing students evacuating Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin on Monday. John DeLeon also says he saw police responding.
I saw some officers with long guns headed into the school.
Police say a 15-year-old girl opened fire during study hall, killing one student and one teacher and leaving six other people wounded. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby trying to assure the public that the drones so many people say they've seen recently in the Northeast are not a national security threat.
These drones, these aircraft people are seeing are a mix of law enforcement drones, commercial drones, and hobbyists. We continue to see nothing that indicates a public safety.
He says the drones are being seen because it's getting darker earlier. Senior Russian general killed this morning by a bomb hidden in a scooter outside his apartment building in Moscow. A Ukrainian official says Ukraine's security service was responsible. This is ABC News.